Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
What and up? We're back.
Yo.
And we're back together again. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how this happened because Zoom, I guess, is just out the window now.
Yeah, I'm actually glad. You know what I'm saying? As much as I don't like you, I actually enjoy doing the show with you. And we're just not in the same place together. You didn't even know I was there. Like, you didn't feel my energy in the place.
Nigga, I'm just impressed that, like, you have on clean Tims today.
Yo, I just got them from, shout out to Twerk.
You don't look that bad.
What do you mean?
You don't look that bad
today. I don't eat meat today.
I mean,
I don't eat meat no more.
The pants still a little high.
Yeah, I ain't figured that out yet.
Yeah, I don't understand why. You're a grown man.
It's like my size. I'm not European, so I can't wear jeans
anymore. I'm not European.
Because it's like a European cut. All the jeans is European cut, so they just do a little something. When you sit down, they just like crash.
Y'all got on European cut jeans? Guys in here? Sweatpants. Tie, Twerk, yes. Sweatpants, is the sweatpants European cut too?
No, they just let you, that's the only thing that you actually wear are some cargos just to, you know, try to save the day.
So the only options are baggy old school.
Yep.
And tight European.
Either that. It is out of control.
So why
man.
Don't you make a jean line?
I was thinking about that, man. For real, because I really need things like athletic built guys. It's not European. Like, they don't make clothes for us no more. You know what I'm
really?
Saying?
That's weird, because Kanye should seem like it's a little big.
Yeah.
Like loose.
I mean,
I never really see him in European cut jeans. Why don't you start wearing Yeezy clothes? Mm. They even got Gap.
Baby Gap?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Baby Gap. Anyway. Yeah, I know how it goes. Now, yes. We still got the voicemails popping, surprisingly.
Okay. Like
because
it.
The DMs have been getting flooded. Like, y'all really yes. like the DMs.
Everybody like the DMs. Everybody always in the DMs. Most of the time of the day, people checking their DMs to see if somebody hit them up in the DMs. It's like,
that's true. How many action. Times a day do you say that you check your DM?
Truthfully, lately, probably like 3 or 4. You know what I'm saying? And now I see when I used to do it before, every time somebody used to do, I see the notification, I used to always go and check. Now I ain't paying attention to my phone lately.
Yeah, man. I'm so confused because out of nowhere, these young boys are like really on my tail. Like young boys like college.
And I'm like, are you looking at your pictures? I had to block you. I don't even like I got time for this. Like I like
but
my
like
eyes.
Little boys? Like little college boys?
What you mean?
I'm grown.
You know who you are?
But I'm grown. It feels weird.
Did you everybody ever see Friday?
Yes, hey, Miss Parker.
Miss Parker. Across
I'm not
the
that
you
old.
Are,
now.
You are Miss Parker right now to the young boys. You are.
Nah.
If you out there watering your grass, all them young boys on the bike is over there like, yo, you see it, yo. They looking at your
okay,
window when you're taking
it.
A shower.
I get it.
So soon you're going to be over there, like, put a little peek in your shower curtain just so the young boys will go up there and peek.
It just feels weird because I got mad little cousins and shit. And I'm like, imagine one of their little friends trying to talk. I'll probably give them a beating. And not
nope,
the kind of spanking they want, a beating.
That was me. I was all my sister friends.
Ew.
And all that growing up. Like, yo, you see those? Then you find out that I was.
But you was actually fucking them. I wouldn't.
That's what I'm
cradle.
Saying. One of these young niggas might, you know what I mean?
I'm not a cradle robber. Remember
yeah,
when they said.
You said that now.
Remember when they said LeBron's son DM'd Larsa Pippen and was like trying to slide
amazing.
In DMs?
Amazing. Listen, little LeBron, I know he got some older girls out there that want to give him something. So he's going to get it too.
Ew,
for sure.
That's so gross. And you were like, what, young, like let's say 19, humping on a what?
19. I mean, yeah, that was the 6-year-old. But
a
I had to do that.
60-year-old at 19?
It was, she was like probably 56, 54.
That's fucking ridiculous.
But it wasn't my fault. It's just certain things you're going to do. Like I said, when all the blood leave your head and go to this other head, what man can do anything? All the blood come off out of your feet and go to your meat. All the blood come from your head and go to your meat, and you—I mean, you're dumb as hell, and you're stuck. You can't move.
This guy. So you—I'm a little confused. Were you or were you not in the Dominican Republic? Because you joke a lot.
You look at my story.
I was just looking at your story.
I'm happy you don't then.
But if you got the same outfit on that you do here. How the fuck would I know if it was DR?
I'm like this everywhere. Listen, I'm like this everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't hot, nigga? Like,
no, I'm not hot. I had to jack it off.
Makes
everything is one layer. Like, look how everything is a layer. It's
so
like,
you just landed back from DR.
Just landed back from DR.
And this was your attire.
This was my attire. And I actually wore this for 2 days because I was only supposed to stay there, but my flight got
That's
canceled.
What that smell is. I've been fucking trying to figure it out since we got here. So did you go swimming in this?
No, I didn't go swimming, nothing. I actually went to go handle something, and then I was supposed to fly right back out, and I got delayed over there, so.
Okay, yeah, so I just came back from DR, too.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody that went to the Memorial Getaway.
Nice.
Go follow them on Instagram, because then you could pull up next year. We sold out, like, within a few weeks, like, of even promoting the event. So shout out Tigga, Fabulous, 112, my boy Cortland. Like, it was definitely about a vibe. Shout out Jason. Like, shout out my homegirls that came with me because we had a good ass. It was like a bunch of people out there.
Damn, I went solo. Shit, I want friends like
that. You should have came.
You should have told me. How the fuck you ain't tell me?
From Houston. There was a bunch of personalities there. Everybody was there. And Carly Red, she popped up at the pool. The pool parties were lit. It was lit. It was definitely a vibe. I starved out there.
Come on, man. Because I'm over here stuck at the airport.
Yeah, they had no food for me. Like, you know, like in DR, a lot of stuff is either made with pork or, like, they had tilapia, surprisingly. Like, I don't eat tilapia.
Why not?
That's a fake fish.
I heard broccoli and
broccoli.
Broccoli and tilapia was fake.
Yeah, all of that shit.
It got eyes.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean?
So how is it fake?
So, like, it's not an alkaline vegetable. So, like, it's a hybrid fruit or vegetable, broccoli. So, they take two things, put it together, and they make it. So, it's not an original seeded. Well, pickles are cucumbers, so no.
What the fuck? I found that out, like, last year.
Yeah, cucumbers are alkaline vegetable. So, right, you can do that. But tilapia,
so, you out here breeding fruit? You can breed people. You breed dogs.
Like, you ever go fishing and catch a tilapia? No, because they're farm-raised fish. So, it's like, they make it genetically.
How the fuck I'm a fisherman?
Like a clone fish. There you go. It's like a clone. So, you don't want to eat a clone. Imagine a clone of you. You're dumb enough. We don't need two people with no brain. Anyway,
dope,
we're going to get into a voicemail because you know what we do here on the Bully and the Beast show. Not only do we give out ratchet advice, but we also...
Spiritual advice, too. Spiritual.
What is it?
Spiritual advice.
Spiritual ratchet advice.
There you go.
There we go. We can add that to it.
Yes.
But we also... you know, we help y'all out a little bit. Y'all join us as our co-host. So
appreciate
we're going to get
that.
Into a voicemail first and foremost. Like I said, the voicemail's still jumping. So you can go on over as long as we decide to keep having a phone number. And you can hit us up at?
347-679-6118. I like the alley-oop.
Yeah, I like that. You did good, finally.
You did the alley-oop
the right
way.
Let's just make sure
way.
You're good with the DM when
I
we
got
get to
all
it.
That.
Okay, so I'm new to... just discovering y'all's podcast. I love it. I was actually listening to some old Lip Soldiers episodes and typed in L'Oreal's name and y'all show came up and I've just been hooked ever since. So let me just get to it. I've been talking to this guy in jail now for about a year. I met him last year. Forgive me if I sound a little stuffy. My nose is stuffed up. My son got me sick. But anyways, talking to this guy, I met him a year ago in jail. He will be coming home in about a month and a half.
Okay.
And I basically let him know, like, okay, this is what I'm on in my life. I'm looking to find a man to settle down with. I'm trying to find a husband. I'm trying to find a father figure for my child.
He's
that's
like,
what
yes.
I want in life. I want another child. Ooh, that's where I'm at. Like, that's where my mindset is at. He has been locked up for 5 years. I went and visited him a couple of times in jail.
Of course.
So, you know, we hit it off and everything. We've been talking. But the thing is, he just is in a different mindset. Obviously, like, I get it. You know, he gets out. He said he wants to do him. And do whatever he wants and that no one will replace me, blah, blah, and, you know, I'll be your number one. But me personally, I don't like all that sharing shit. I don't like the thought of having to share. I don't like the thought of
being faithful to this man and not being faithful.
But at the same time, like, I couldn't imagine being locked up for 5 years and then coming home and then wanting to be settled down. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, am I tripping? Like, I think I'm just a little old school. I'm 31. I believe in monogamy. I just want one person to...
Okay, so she wants him to come home and be faithful locked in a relationship.
After being locked down.
Love after lockdown.
Lockdown after lockdown.
Oh, man.
Yo, is there a place to where all women know faithful men are? Is there a place?
Yeah, because... La La Land, nigga.
Well, she need to go to La La Land because a nigga just coming home from jail got to get some release in this out. So get a man a chance and then see where he is.
Some niggas do want to get in a relationship. It just ain't him. And he's making it clear. I'm not saying jail or anything.
Yeah.
Some niggas do want that kind of relationship. He's telling you he ain't the one to want it.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're investing so much time into him, and I get it, because sometimes we like who we like, we love who we love. And I have seen situations where a motherfucker has went hard for a person and they eventually have settled down or seen the light or whatever. But do you want to wait around and see if that's going to be the case?
Nah. I mean, I think she's horny. You know what I'm saying?
Both of them are.
They both horny. And
he's probably fucking his boys in jail.
That's the only reason why he ain't saying yes. So you got to watch out for this guy. He's a nutless. You know what I'm saying?
A nutless is hilarious.
Yeah, because he's like, he don't got no nut in him. How are you able to have a clear mind and be able to say the right thing? Because if he had a bunch of nut in him, everything she said... I want to be married. Yes. I want you to be a father of my kids. I'll be right there. I take him up for school.
Okay.
I'll be right there for junior. But if you nutted already, you like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so
I'm
he's here fucking these whores. Definitely fucking something in there.
He's fucking something
in
there.
It could be his CO. It could be his boy. It could be his hand.
Watch that.
It could be the pocket. What you call it?
Little pocket pussy.
Susie. What they call it?
Yeah. Janet.
Susie's. No, it's called something. The jail things.
Janet. I'm sure somebody named Janet in jail, nigga, listen to us. Y'all know y'all got that thing.
It's something
Janet.
About Susie or something like that. But either way.
Yeah, he ain't got no nothing.
But also, why is this the person that you would choose to make the role model for your kids is what I don't get either. Because, surprisingly, you might not want your son to end up a damn felon or a crook. I mean, that's just me.
But you don't know why he's in there. He could be in there for
taxes. I know
taxes.
He's in there for 5 years.
He could be in there for taxes.
It's giving drugs.
Attempted murder.
It's giving drugs. It's not scam, because he would have got out already.
Two.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
Something with the police or drugs. It ain't going to be child endangerment, because I wouldn't see her wanting to bring the child around. But it could be rape.
Ah.
It might not be rape to a child. This is what I'm saying. I know somebody personally that is connected to family and went to jail for rape, and he lies and tells people it was for something else. You know what I mean? Because and it was when he was young, but people gonna judge you your whole life based off that. Look at Nicki Minaj's husband.
Yeah, as a man, bro, certain things you don't never want to ever follow you, don't ever do it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't ever try to stay out of motherfucking jail. Yeah. And especially if you're gonna be father figures to people's kids, like, that's not, imagine taking your kid to the father figure that's in jail. Like,
unless it's his father. Yeah, chill.
That's different, but I'm not about to volunteer a new nigga that's not.
He got to be uncle first before, you know what I'm saying? When he first coming around, because evidently you need some dick. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo.
It got to be dick out here for 5 years. Like, how long did she say they were together?
She either smashed everybody around. They already know who she is. Nobody going to take her serious because that's what she's wanting. She's in the mode of being taken serious. So if the people that sees you and don't know and not after you to marry you, that means you got too many bodies on you.
Why would you want? See, like, I've been in a situation with a jail nigga and the fact that, or a nigga that was in jail. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's not telling you what you want to hear and he's in jail, he's dead serious.
That nigga dead serious. Or you ain't that pretty. How you look, yo? You got the three T's? If she got the three T's and he talking like that, that mean this nigga don't have nothing. And he's released.
I don't think so. What if he's just being honest? Like,
no nigga be honest with nothing him.
I'm going to tell you what the honesty is not coming in. Is giving there's another woman.
Yep.
Because that's who he's going to end up being with and hold it.
Yeah, he's going to smash you.
Yeah, believe that the nigga's got to come home somewhere.
Yeah.
So he needs to settle down somewhere. I refuse to believe that he stayed in there 5 years and he's just set when he gets out.
Unless
he was really selling big drugs. Like, you know what I mean? And
so that means he already got a set place because he's telling you that he don't want to settle down with you. Everything's not
You're not going to stay with your mama.
Yeah.
You gonna stay with a bitch. What would you choose if you was in jail for 5 years?
I need to release this every 5 minutes until I get tired of your pussy, then I'm going to the next one.
He got another girl.
You got another
Yeah, I would definitely move on from this situation. If you feel as though you want to be a pen pal, I'm telling you, you're wasting your time. But
it started at $40, didn't it?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. It was 20.
You got a little, nigga bold now.
I had to pay a nigga back for a bet that I made in here. Can you just man, put 20 on his books?
People's over here.
Not just sitting here playing cards all day. And it's 20. What's $20?
What's $20 for you?
What's $20?
I got that. That's nothing. I'm going to get my hair done, but I give it to you. I'll be on the phone with you anyway. I ain't going to get it done.
You know what? My account son is fucked up. Can you put $100?
And put it to my boy, actually. My boy. Yo, yo, Za, you got your shit still working?
Your shit on? Oh, alright.
Yeah.
No.
He be letting me use his phone and shit. So, no. You know what I mean?
He can't put the minutes on his shit. No. Global Tel Link. No.
Listen, man, you gotta understand certain things come with that. Everybody have a thing. Car racer guys got groupies. Basketball guys got groupies. Football guys got groupies. You know what I'm saying? Even the people who play ping pong, they got their groupies. That's so jail niggas got groupies.
Jail niggas got groupies. If they fucking CEOs and these CEOs are giving up their job, we talked about this.
That's amazing.
With the bitch that fucking gave her whole career up, the nigga end up shooting herself or he shot her. Who knows what happened?
Amazing.
But you can't, nah. That jail nigga is a scammer and a
schemer. Meat is
a
devil, man. Meat is a devil.
That's a fact. He in where he deserved to be in. Yo, don't you save him.
Yo, look at these. The D word, I call it meat, and devil both start with the same letter.
I'm going to agree with you. Dick is the devil.
Y'all keep it up. Y'all keep playing around with that shit.
Don't. I'll say it got to be plenty of other fish in the sea. Go find you somebody else. And you be the good role model for your son. And if there's a man that come along,
yeah.
Then that's something else, but not
what,
this
what about
one.
The coach? I mean, a couple other women smashing the coach, too, but he'll put you in a line, give your son a good rate.
Nigga, jail niggas cheat more than niggas that's outside on the street. And their excuse will be, I can't even touch nobody in here, so how I'm cheating? Nah, he cheating. He cheating.
That's why you like him, because he can't do it. You got a problem with, she don't trust nobody, so she can only trust that he's in there with no other woman. You got a trust issue. That's a problem.
Yeah, and you met him in jail.
Ain't like you been knew John from down the street. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was high school sweethearts and then he went to jail. Do you want to rekindle shit? Nah, that ain't what it is.
Nah, but shout out to you for tuning in to us, though.
Yeah, nah, we fuck with you, man.
And listen to us, though. Like what I said.
Yeah, yeah, we keeping it 1 million with you.
Listen to us. You know what I mean? Because I don't want you to go down that road. Your feelings going to be hurt.
Yeah.
Unless
you just want the dick, because at the end of the day, like it's everybody groupies know their place. Like the basketball girls know.
Not
jump, go in the room and just drop on your knees because he wants some head so he can take a shower and get you out of here before you see his wife.
I don't believe so, because she's making it clear she wants a relationship. That's not really groupie.
But that's what they do while they in here. They know that they're going to comfort them while they in there. They know their place. You know what I'm saying? They know they got to give a couple of dollars. They know they're going to start helping their mamas out.
But he's not even entertaining the jail talk. So that's what I'm saying.
He got
like,
somebody else.
This is jail talk. So he's already giving you just bare
minimum. That's a bold ass jail talk, nigga, yo.
This is what I'm telling you, because 9 times out of 10, that nigga had you smitten over head over heels.
Yes.
On some shit, because he's in
got married in jail.
Jail. Nigga, I almost nigga. Married a nigga in jail.
Amazing.
Like,
that nigga got a yo,
you
his
say
mouth
the
game
right
is
thing.
Crazy.
This is what I'm saying, because all you have to do all day is talk.
Yeah, I know literally. Girls. I know girls like to get their pussy ate. So is a guy with a good mouth game, got the good mouth game, do a transfer over. That's why
you
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you tell bitch what they want to hear. You speak to her all day. You want to know how her day was, because you have nothing else to do. So you seem very attentive. You know what I mean?
Push-ups.
So,
phone and push-ups.
Everything.
P&P
that's how,
again.
Like, even with the dude, because my ex had ended up going to jail, and I ended up getting back with him while he was in jail. We had broke up, and we got back together. But, like, I could be able to tell certain things by the way that nigga was. I'm like, nah, he lying. Like, he got somebody else he's speaking
to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, and I could tell when. Because it's those certain calls ain't coming at certain times. It's, you know, he knows certain things that, like, hit the block. Like, how you know about that? And the girl shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, you know, Wendy Williams had to, with it. And I'm like, nigga, fuck, you know Wendy Williams got a new nigga. Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? So you can always tell when
somebody,
they doing
shit. When somebody really love you, they all in tuned into you. They see every move. They know when you want to fart. They know when you need to take a shower.
Yeah, and this nigga's telling you he don't want to even be part of. So move on.
Yeah.
Find you a good guy. Go on a dating site. I think I'm going to go on a dating site too, Wax.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm going to go on a dating site because I think the guys that are trying to date me is not... I don't want these guys anymore.
What, young guys?
No, I don't want young
Miss
guys.
Parker.
I don't want these guys that try to talk to everybody. I don't want, no.
What
don't
you understand? Guys. Women have
every
to share. All the good guys are already taken.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're not.
All the good
guys. I know
guys,
good guys that need a good
They're not
woman.
Good. That's why you're not with nobody.
They are. I know them. Know them.
They're not good. That's why I'm telling you. So
like, my one homeboy is fire. Like, he's
lotion.
More like my brother. Huh?
But I'm lotion.
He more like my brother, but like, he's a good guy. And he wrapped up
he
with
might be
the
two
worst
guys.
Bitch.
Oh, so he already got somebody.
No, no,
so, okay.
He's trying to get rid of this bitch.
I hear you. But I'm saying he got somebody, though.
Everybody got somebody.
Everybody ain't got somebody.
Everybody got somebody.
Nope.
You got somebody you could go back to fuck. Not necessarily saying.
We're not
talking
about
somebody.
Smashing.
That's what he's doing with her.
Oh, he's
she's just somebody. I mean, and if he needs to go somewhere or help, like, all right, bitch,
yeah,
just
release
come
one.
On.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know them niggas. You know them bitches.
I had them like had that life for years. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like actually have somebody. If you got somebody, you building something with somebody.
And you can't build with another person with that person in the background. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
That
that's
was my
what I'm
problem
one
for
on
a
one.
Long time. Just keep going back to, like, the comfort. But
nah.
It's not even because I'm going to say what I was doing was more so like, okay, I don't give a fuck about fucking with this nigga. But, like, after a while, you have needs. Like, you can't just go without no companionship. So what do you think about that? Like, if you know in your mind, like, okay, this is just what it is, this one time or whatever, do you think that that's okay if you're single?
If you're single and a year went past, you're not a whore. So long as whatever one you pick, you know this is that penis for the rest of that year. So you got to slow down. Make sure.
No, because it was the penis for the year before. So therefore, it still... count.
Uh-oh, so then you still good. That's still the same penis. You go ahead and play around with that meat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But do you feel like that will interfere and get in the way of you finding, like, a real love?
The real love is
will
probably...
will find you.
Yeah, because he's going to give you more pumps than the other one. You know what I'm saying? This guy right here, y'all probably got a routine. He probably got 270 pumps. And, you know you're going nut right there. He gave you 37 more. You know what I'm saying? This other guy might be hitting that 500 pumps. You know what I'm saying? He's going to overpower that other guy. Penises, only thing they do is change your station. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he changed your station. Now you on his station. Now you only thing you doing is thinking about this guy. You want them 500 pumps from 230 something.
Don't, what if the pumps are like 30?
Then you want to still be back on that penis that you was. You just wasted the time. You wasted.
No, what if the penis you is like 30?
Give you 30 pumps?
Yeah.
The new one?
I just feel like what motherfuckers don't be having long in them anymore, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's my fault, or maybe it's
your
whatever.
Fault.
But I told you one time, it was so quick that the guy was embarrassed and like hid in the bathroom for like 30 minutes.
It happened. See, Loria, your problem is you probably make this nigga wait for forever.
So?
Until he just all anxious, you know what I'm saying? And as soon as he finally get like, oh, is she really about to give me this shit? And then he's like, he going to blow. He's like, listen, any nigga who deal with Loria, go in the bathroom, let one off.
But some people can't get back up.
Well, you fuck with the wrong niggas.
Yeah. No, because like I definitely have dealt with a guy before that can, like a one and done ass nigga. Like he can only come one time. Like that's like, so I can't make him come from head because then we're not having sex. Like he can't get back up again until the next day.
Whoa.
Yeah, like.
I mean, that's your fault. What are you feeding this man? Is it sea moss in his diet?
I done took the soul out the nigga. I don't know.
He wanted to go to sleep. I'm one of them niggas. I ain't going to lie to you.
You'll stop and be like, enough is enough.
Nah. Nah, listen, I'm letting you know. Listen, we could smash all day long.
Okay.
But if I nut.
That's it.
I'm gone.
That's how it is. Twerk.
I'm not the guy.
Are you a one and done?
I'm 13 times.
You can keep going, right?
Have fun.
I don't understand. Smith,
Smith don't do nothing.
Have you ever dealt with somebody that was a one and done?
I have dealt with guys.
How do you, like, isn't it a little, is this a fucking poison?
Good. That's what you get. You should be nasty. Do you have a ring on your finger?
Yeah, I'm married to the streets.
That's what's going on out here, yo.
Nah, y'all niggas need to do something. Y'all need to get Blue Chew. You need to get some silverback, bone.
Get some sea moss.
Sea moss
on your planks.
No, but sea moss, make sure you're protecting yourself because you're going to have a whole set of triplets out here.
It's all good, but get on your planks and I promise you it'll change your whole everything up because you got a weak back. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Your back is weak.
No, do some it's pull not.
Ups, do some pull-ups and do some planks. Do two minutes at a time.
Fill back up.
That's why when you sit like this, you ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because you in a sitting position like this. Your core is like this.
So they lazy.
But if you laying on your back, you just laying straight on your back, you end up nothing because she's too much in control. You got to put yourself in position. But if that core is strong, is mostly everything. That's like your forearm. Your forearm strong, you throw the ball better, the better spiral.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just thinking about an experience. I was so disappointed. Cause I'm like, nigga, I dealt with you numerous times.
I'm loving this. I'm happy.
And this motherfucker, it was just so quick. I'm like, damn, I should have just like not even did it. Like.
I'm happy. Every time you have bad sex, Loria.
It wasn't even bad. It was just quick. And it's like, and it can't be.
What
quick
do you be saying, Loria? You gotta shut up. You probably that's what make a man nuts.
I think
you
I do
talk. You have to
up.
Shut. Don't whisper in his ear. If you whisper in the man's ear,
oh, yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, I do all of that.
Yeah, unbelievable. So that's
I
why
I like to talk. Guys like that.
Yeah, when we already made you nut a couple of times, that was like. We need you to shut the fuck up. We try to think about our grandma legs. We try to think about
grandma's legs.
I'm just saying, we try to think of something else. We felt it was an embarrassing moment. That's what we up in there thinking about. We just gotta make sure we count the pumps, bro.
But
once you know you're doing over like 300 pumps, you be like, I am getting somewhere.
Nah, I wasn't even close to 300. I'm not even going
to
hold you.
All right, because we need to know the amount of pumps that we need to know to make sure y'all nut. If you don't know your girl nut count, that means you don't know her period date. You know what I'm saying? That means you don't know when to bring your car to the shop and go get your side girl. You know what I'm saying? Dudes be cheating.
Oh, here we go now. Bless you.
I'm just saying, I don't do it. I'm just saying back
do
in
you
the
know
day,
your side bitch's period too?
You have to.
What if they sync up?
That's why you don't let them be too close. That's why you'll never have friends. And that's a dirty dude. Like, why would you have friends? You got to have two girls that are on two different levels. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You make sure it's garbage. If you're going to cheat, because if you sit there and you bring a Honda in there and they give you a Lamborghini, that Lamborghini, I bet you bring it back late. You are not bringing that Lamborghini back at a good time. That Honda would be there for weeks.
I hate you.
I'm just being real. Don't over cheat over your girl. Make sure the girl is disgusting, the girl you cheat with.
Because then you're not. Like you said, you're going to fucking leave that Honda there.
Your girl is never going to see you again. You see Harlem Nights when he told the wife, I'm never coming home. Put your mom on the phone.
Never coming home,
never
bitch.
Come home again.
Damn,
sunshine.
That's fucked up, though.
They never over-cheat on your girl. If you see a badass bitch, leave that bitch alone.
But like, you seen that movie. What's that movie on Netflix where the asteroid was coming? Don't look up. Now, he dissed his wife. For the other bitch thinking she bad, like the news reporter, and that bitch shitted on him.
That's usually what happens.
And then
he ended up having
to go back to the wife he felt was just mediocre. So that's what, like you said, that's what you get. You always got to remember that Lamborghini is what everybody want
to
drive.
Yeah, and the price is really expensive. The fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody got a Honda.
The gas. That Honda piece.
But that Honda is reliable.
Yes. She go to her friend house next door who's married. They might drink some wine and might tell that y'all nutted early a couple of nights and feel good about themselves.
See, look, he
I
just
got
shot.
Out.
Are you taking shots?
I'm just saying. And they go back into the house and that's their night. But if you got that Lamborghini chick, when y'all argue, she getting picked up by another nigga with a Lamborghini.
That's a fact.
So think about it.
That's a fact. Two Lambos.
Early.
And what are you? A Chrysler. Okay, now let's get into, give them the number one more time for the voicemail.
Yes, man. That was a good one. 347-679-611. They holler at us.
We want all the juicy, good voicemails. We love hearing y'all voices. You know, ever since the phone system has switched up on the show.
Yeah.
I like to hear from y'all. So we still want to keep the voicemails going. So I'm going to even start promoting that shit on my Instagram.
Put some clips up or something like that.
Yeah, we need some more We need some more voicemails. We love hearing from you guys. Also, we love hearing from y'all in a DM because it always goes down.
In the DMs,
motherfucking DM.
Everybody's in the
Smith
DMs
over here trying to be
day.
Discreet. Just
back,
throw
Smith.
The chair up in the middle of the camera.
We got your
it's
back,
fine.
Smith.
It's fine. We're good.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
All right, now we're going to get into a DM because that's how it goes down. It goes down in our DMs. Now, if you want to reach out to us here at the Bully and the Beast podcast, all you have to do is go on Instagram
and hit up the Bully and the Beast podcast. At the Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yep, so when you're on Instagram, usually with every single name, they use @.
That's why I didn't think they need to do that. That's like saying for the email, www, you got to really say .?
You do, because sometimes it's like .  other things. It's not always .com.
No?
No, sir, it's not. .edu.
Them smart people.
.dumb. That would be yours.
ASSHOLE. We should do that shit. Kid, you can have your own
asshole
shit.
This guy. asshole.
Bless. I like
so,
it.
So let's get into the DM. What is it again?
It's @ the Bully and the Beast podcast.
Oh, it's not, is it?
So how you going to hit me up, yo?
I mean, because that's your motherfucking job,
yo,
bro.
That's throwing an alley-oop or giving me a bounce pass. That's kind of fucked up. I'm in the air.
I mean, I knew you wasn't doing right from when you didn't say @.
All right.
Okay, so let's try this again.
Let's do it again. I got you.
Because people are fucking sending DMs to the wrong place. So where do they go to send DMs?
@ Bully and the Beast podcast.
I just feel like after 65,000 episodes, you would get it right. But
listen,
I guess.
L'Oreal.
All right, well, let's get into a DM. So they said, hey, guys, I need some real advice, which means, Wax, you stay out of it.
Chill out.
No, I'm joking. He didn't say that.
I figured that.
I'm 28 years old, and my 48-year-old coworker, 42, dyslexic. I'm 28 years old, and my 42-year-old coworker has been trying to take me to dinner for the longest. I'm talking years. So I finally went with him. He's cool, but I'm not really attracted to him, and here's why. Fast forward, I let him take me out a few times. Everything was cool, and one day he hit me with the, come over so we can order food and chill and blah, 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 blah. It was mad late, so I already knew the vibes, but I still went. So we chilling. One thing leads to another, and boom, my pussy was in his mouth.
Early.
The early. Head was mad trash, by the way.
Peace, peace.
Then he's like, I want to fuck you so bad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, whatever. So I kind of straddle him while he's sitting on the couch, and then he accidentally like missed the hole. So I'm like, wrong spot, idiot. But I'm not thinking nothing of it. Like, I'm not trying to offend him or anything. But his dick gets soft, and he wasn't able to get it up again.
Yeah, it hurt.
So after, because he poked in her thigh.
Come on, bend.
Stupid. So after
thick thighs.
So after I left, he texts me, I'm sorry. I'm just used to jerking off and not having sex. That's embarrassing. Why would he say this?
It's okay, bro.
Okay. And I wanted everything to be perfect. I guess I was just in my head. So I'm thinking to myself, whatever, you'll never get another chance at this pussy. This all blows over, and he tells me he still wants to take me out.
Now,
here's where shit starts going left, because I thought that was left already.
Yeah.
After all this happened, the nigga started getting mad possessive with me. Like, every day after work, he wanted all of my attention. Mind you, I have a 4-year-old son. Who he will never meet. But he knows about him. So I'll explain him like, nah, I'm just going to chill with my son. Or I'm not in the mood to hang out. Like literally anything to get him off my case. Then I noticed he would just pop the fuck up at my place or places he knew I'd be at. Like if I say I'm going to the dealership to get the car service, he'll be there. Mm. Or I'll walk outside my building. He'll be outside with a toy for my kid, nice. Which I always throw away in the trash.
Amazing.
Or if I say I'm going to get groceries, he'll ask to come with me. And it's mad annoying because he barely speaks to me at work. But other than that, he is on my fucking case. Mind you, we never even actually had sex. If my building wasn't equipped with a doorman, I'd be forced to move. He's constantly asking for phone sex and shit like that.
Amazing.
What should I do? I already asked him to leave me alone. Sorry it's long, but any advice will help me, please. Thank you. Jesus Christ, you got a fucking stalker.
No, she ain't shit.
He ain't. That dick ain't shit.
Well, I get it, but hold on. She ain't shit. Yeah, all the things that the woman wants. A man to bring, to be attentive to the kid, to be a nice man, be able to grocery shop with what you talk to you and all this type of
wanna
shit.
Want to be able to get your back blown out, want to get your pussy eaten.
Yo.
Don't want somebody stalking you and popping up.
No, she got the same problem you got, though.
Want you to be able to have fun with your son without you telling me I can't hang out with him.
I bet you if he had smashed it right, I bet you they would have been together with the son.
Yeah, they would have been holding hands, doing that thing. You know, when you pick the kid up.
They would have been calling him RJ Jr., whatever this nigga name is. RJ.
So you said she has the same problem.
She got the same problem. She sit there and make this nigga wait so long. He got too excited. He's jerking off her all these times, all these years. And she finally gonna give him the pussy. He threw a bone out there and she took him like, damn, I had no meat on that shit. And she still went after the bone. Nah, family, you can't do that.
No.
Stop being bougie. Stop doing that type of shit. Get a man a pussy. So you gotta have a good night.
He don't even know where the pussy hole is.
It happens. You bring
your
meat.
No, it doesn't. That happens.
It hurt. I definitely put it, not in the wrong hole, but I definitely put it in it hit something else real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it bent real. Like, yo, what the fuck? That shit hurt.
You broke your dick?
That shit hurt. Was especially the girl all excited and shit.
Did you hear that story where Dennis Rodman tried to run and jump in Carmen Electra's pussy and the shit filled up with blood? He broke his dick. He missed the spot.
But I know y'all know the story about how I broke my meat.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
We want to hear it. Can't wait to hear again.
I like to hear about my meat too.
Can't
much.
Wait you know to hear saying? Again. Say
yeah, it.
It
just got broke. You know what I'm saying?
Like you?
Yep. Perfect.
So wait, how did it go? Like, I don't remember this story. Am I crazy?
Well, that's good.
This
if you don't remember
broken
it.
Dick story?
I
I know you said your shit goes to the side like this. But like, how did it break?
This guy, right? She broke his
neck. A guy broke
your
dick?
No, man. I'm talking about this guy. We're talking about the fucking show.
No,
man.
We're talking about you.
No, we're not
you
talking about my meat.
You brought up your broken dick.
It happened before. My meat got broke.
What happened to it?
I forgot, L'Oreal. We're not talking about my
Smith,
meat.
Smith,
no
he
more.
Talked about this before?
I'm happy you don't remember.
But I remember you saying your dick was like a L.
But this guy. This guy over here, she hurt him, man. And her problem is, like I said, was yours. Y'all give that guys too many times. He
okay, but
trying
then
to
we're past
you.
That now. Wax right, like,
but
now
give
what?
Him another
he's
chance.
A stock, fucking stalker and he's gone crazy.
Give him another chance and see if the meat is good because you got everything else on the other side. Y'all always want the guy, like, listen, yo, if you really want to be a husband, act like a husband first. This guy's doing all the husband duties. Are you going to get your car serviced?
Popping up and you need a, you're happy you have a doorman because if not, you would have to move?
He's making sure that you don't get gypped at the fucking car service spot, man.
Hell nah, bro.
That's a nice spot. See, he going to the grocery store and make sure you need your bags carried.
Look, I'm taking my...
Of course, he a man, so he'll know exactly what your
if
kid needs.
I said I'm going to get my car serviced, and I walked in there, and the nigga is sitting there. Not only will he either get his ass whooped by somebody, I'm calling somebody on this nigga, or the police is going to be taking him away in the back of that fucking car. Look, or the ambulance, because there's no
then why you open
way.
Your legs to him?
That was before I knew his
nope.
dick was trash.
Nope. See? That's what the fuck y'all get. Y'all trying to bring the car back after you fucking board it. Fuck y'all. You can't do that.
You've done that before.
Yeah, I got a bunch of hoopties before. I get it. But once you know better, you do better. How old is this woman?
28. Yeah, she said. She's 28.
She already got a kid.
40-something. 42 and 38. Like, what the fuck are we talking about
here? He
takes
that young pussy. What you eating?
Nigga,
she must be eating something good
his
night.
Old ass should know how to fuck by now. Like, this is ridiculous.
He probably
like,
didn't take that pill.
No, he's crazy.
He probably didn't take the blue cheese.
And to even say, like, oh, I don't recognize pussy because I'm usually jerking off. It's some serial killer shit.
That means
like,
he's jerking off to her and he don't realize
you
it's
think
her.
So?
He's really there. He's like,
yeah, from oh, the car of shit. Her apartment building, looking in her windows. This nigga's a creep. Like, she got to get away from him. Like, I would report him to HR.
Just because he had trash meat that's fucked up.
No,
he
just
gave
because
it to
he's
him.
Stalking me. The fact that she has to throw away toys for the child, like, he's scaring her. And this will turn into something else. Like, it's fun and games, and I get it. We're joking.
Right. Yeah.
But you got to think about it in hindsight. She asked him several times to stay the fuck away from her
stop
and her fucking child.
Pussy.
And this nigga's coming with toys.
Stop opening that pussy.
He
you
didn't
get a
even
toy
feel
for
the pussy.
Pussy.
Imagine
eat
if he
the pussy,
fucked.
You going to get a toy for eating pussy. What you want for
he eating? Couldn't even eat the pussy right.
Well, she should send a cash app so she can buy her own toy then. Let's see what works. I think he's going at the wrong approach.
I think she should file a restraining order.
He shouldn't show up. Show the Cash App first. You know what I'm saying? Keep Cash Apping first. And then she's going to tell you to come
she
home.
Said good advice, Wax.
That's good advice. Get the Cash App from the nigga.
Okay. What I'm going to say my real advice is, final answer, is that I know you spoke to him before, but speak to him in a scary kind of tone. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, listen, I know we was cool, this is that. I'm not fucking feeling you like that, bro. And it's the last time I'm going to tell you. Don't pop up at the motherfucking service shit. Don't pop up because somebody going to pop up too.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that problem.
The baby daddy, your
I'm
uncles,
so serious.
Your brothers. What are you?
Like, but you could start and then bring the threat level to like at least like a 4. You know what
you
I mean?
You know who to call for the threat level to be a 4. You call a 4 guy.
Yeah, you bring the threat level up though because this nigga think you fucking playing. With the, oh, no, I don't leave me alone. He probably like, oh, yeah, leave her alone. I just stuck it in the wrong hole. But if I get the fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, her leg probably hurt. But, like, nah, you be real serious. Put the serious fucking face on and be like, look, we was cool. And I'm coming to you as somebody that I used to be cool with. It's not going to happen, bro.
That'll fuck him up. But getting turned down.
That'll
like
fuck
that,
him up, but that'll keep him away, up. Right or wrong.
Yeah. Because his meat ain't going to get, every time he see you, he's going to think about that his meat not going to get hard. So, only reason why a guy have balls because their meat get hard.
And I feel like adding there, it was a mistake. Because you got to be clear, like, nigga, I fucked up by touching you. I was fucked up. Never again is it going to happen. You stay away from me and my fucking kids, or you're gonna have a problem.
L'Oreal, this sounds so good like you did this before.
Because I felt like I've had to do this before numerous
you're
times.
You're fucking scary,
and niggas
man.
Know when you get serious like that, niggas know you're not fucking playing
You're not playing.
Because you probably like doing that.
Worrying about his feelings.
You was keep at the about store.
It's either your feelings going to get hurt or the guy's feelings going to get hurt.
And it ain't going to be mine.
Yeah, exactly. So you want to keep on playing around, don't hurt his ass feelings. That's what the fuck you get.
And be careful, because this is giving Calvin. Is that Calvin? What was the nigga name from Players Club?
He's outside the house?
Yeah. She was like, Calvin, no. And the nigga was like trying to run. He was like, but I was just making sure you get home. I make sure you get home safe every night.
Yeah. He tried to jump in the fucking door.
Remember that shit?
She snatched this nigga. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. That's what the shit. If she ain't have a doorman.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. We can fuck him up, bro.
Yeah. All right. So if y'all need some advice, just hit us in our DM. Hopefully Wax gives you the right one this time.
Yeah, it's at Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Okay. Now, let's talk really quickly. Roundtable Talk, starring Larry Al. We told y'all we need a new name for this segment, so y'all could figure it out and send that also in our DM. Because I want something fun. I think we could have something that's a little more interesting. And we want to get that name out of here, so y'all could definitely
something dope. On the lines of young boys trying to hit on L'Oreal.
Why would that be the topic when we're talking about current events? Like, anyway, Ray Shimmer, Slim Jimmy, he's been in the blogs and stuff like that numerous times before. I fucking hate this nigga.
Yeah,
now I don't know him at all. But every time I hear something about him, it's him putting his hands on a woman.
It's never.
One time it was his girlfriend who was pregnant at the time, and I believe this might be the woman again. Apparently, a video went viral of him holding the baby, and he like swings on her or whatever the case. She wrote a whole message. I didn't really get to read it because I just seen it as we were sitting here. But to my understanding, she asked. She was asked by his management to protect him by lying to a judge on a public statement. And that's when she said this was her last straw. So she's now speaking out on the alleged abuse she's been receiving from him. I believe he knocked her tooth out while she was pregnant, right? 6 months or something like that.
And this now, is the rappers, the Shimmer guys, right?
Yeah, it's Slim Jimmy and the other one is Sway Lee. He's the more famous one. So he has the songs with Post Malone and all that, but they're brothers.
They're brothers.
And so Ray Shimmer posted photos of her threatening to kill herself and her son. So basically trying to make her look like she's the crazy one in the situation, although she's been getting abused for quite some time. Do you have the video?
It sounds like a bad situation.
Because I know I've seen a piece of it. And I think like we got to stop acting like shit like this isn't happening and holding these people accountable. I don't think just because it's somebody like in a situation where it was like Rihanna and Chris Brown, it's like you really held Chris Brown accountable. And I get it. It's because we know Rihanna and we're familiar with her as a person. But why do we just ignore the fact that this woman is getting beat up and this, this, that, and the third, and still supporting their music, his music. And Chris Brown had to do a lot to bring his career back. You know, disgusting. This man is continuously putting his hands on
brothers,
this woman.
Y'all always gonna lose, always.
And of course, people blame the woman. They blame the woman because they're like, well, why doesn't she leave? And it, like, have you ever been in an abusive relationship?
The guys get chastised too. Dudes, real dudes, don't even like them type of guys. Rapists, dudes who beat up girls, shit like that. Dudes don't really rock with them type of dudes. You know what I'm saying? Not no real dudes. You ain't going to be in no real rooms. You ain't going to be fucked with the right ones. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be over. Y'all going to bring y'all little bullshit, little shit over there. Y'all touch kids and all that. They got their own little section for real.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what should happen, I feel like? I don't know if that's like the correct terminology for everything, but like when artists get into situations like this, when you have a Trey Songz who numerous women are accusing him of sexual assault, or like what's that football player name from
Deshaun Watson
who has 23 accusations of masseuse that are saying he sexually assaulted them. FYI, majority are Black women, so it's just like R. Kelly. When the Black women were saying he was doing X, Y, Z, it just was looked upon as not even really
serious at all.
You
it's
know,
not
cool so at all. Do you feel like what do you think? That's like a cancelable offense?
No, the court of law and also go down with, you know what I'm saying, just because they famous don't mean the girl ain't got no uncles or brothers and everybody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see the baby, even though the dude got beat up, the brother came to come fight.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like he still lost. Like
he should have came right though. He came wrong at the end of the day. Like these people still got peoples. You know what I'm saying? These guys are not untouchable. They still human at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So.
So if you see uncles, Slim Jimmy whoop his ass.
You gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
He like to
go
fight.
Your peoples. I got my sisters, I got my woman I gotta protect too. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody got their woman that they gotta protect. I know everybody got somebody you could call. Y'all got somebody y'all could call. That guy started making them phone calls. All right, listen, I'm letting you know about this dude. My antennas go up when one of my nieces and my sisters and might tell me something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and I'm not going to lie, even me myself, I looked at it and I'm like, well, girl, if he was beating on you when you were pregnant, what made you think he was going to stop when you weren't pregnant anymore? So it's like, and we can't, I'm going to say we got to hold the woman accountable to a certain extent of like, girl, you got to start, you got to think about your kid. You got to think about the fact that if
they
he,
both do.
You get what, yeah, but he, if he's being this violent person and you know this and your son is watching this and you got to be strong enough to walk away from the situation. But I just hate how these people are still getting support, even though we know some of the things that's happening with them or things that they're doing. Like, I don't feel like Trey Songz is getting as much support as he used to be getting. But, like, I feel like Ray Shurmur, they put out a song. Maybe because his name isn't so prominent in the group, you still support. I mean, we all listen to them. And I noticed that because she was trying to press charges on him, and then it turned around that she wasn't, so now I get it. Like, they kind of bullied her, the management and everything. And that's the thing, too. Some people, you say, everybody got a this or this or that. Some people don't. Some people don't got a brother, uncle, a cousin, or some people don't, and you're just in a situation. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up when you, like, love a person and they do some shit like that to you. Because it's a way that, low-key, like, they try to convince your mind. Because, you know, I was in an abusive relationship. So it's kind of like, they convince your mind and you like, man, this person ain't like that. I know this person. Because that's not the person you low-key fell in love with. So you make excuses for them and shit like that. Because I'm definitely far from a weak-minded person. But when love gets into it, it's just
love and meat.
I mean, not just that. Think about people who parents is on drugs. You let them, they can steal from you this, this, that, and the third.
Drunk uncles, man.
You let them come back. Yeah. Like, you let them come back.
Beat them up and everything. They right back because the love is there.
The love is there.
Love hurts, man. Shit.
Shit is fucked up. But, you know, let's hope that she gets strong enough to be able to move on out of this situation. Now, this was crazy. I don't know if you've seen this on social media, bro. But happened? This bitch would have been going over in the river with the ashes. So, apparently, it's a woman she got cheated on.
Hey.
So, she took her ex's ashes of the mom and threw it in the fucking river. Now, she has since been arrested. You know, this is a crime. She's been charged with, abuse of a corpse after throwing the boyfriend's mother's ashes into Lake Worth. Now, the woman is 40 years old. Her name is Augustine. That sounds like a bitch. That's crazy.
Okay.
Augustine Gladney.
Should have known better.
And the ashes belong to 38-year-old Ernest Smith's mother.
Man.
So, you basically took somebody's dead body and violated it. It's the same thing.
I could help her get out of this. I could be her lawyer right now. Give me a couple bucks. I need some money right
let's
now.
Let's hear this, because this is fucked up.
She only says she knew the mom. And she wanted her to go to Lake Worth. She's like, listen, am I getting myself cremated? And I didn't write a will, but I might want my shit over here. That's great. That's how you get yourself out of it. How the fuck the son know?
I would have been like, you know, the mother's favorite song was Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. Because the way it is, it's like waterfalls. And she's just throwing the body.
Amazing.
Like,
not amazing. Not amazing.
It's fucked
up. But you listen, if you cheat on a girl, whatever she do, you don't want her to do. You don't want her to fuck your car up. You don't want her to bleach your clothes. You don't want her to put holes all through your fucking house.
Throw your mama from the train is better.
All the shit is the same. Yo, I bet you he had the same amount of mad if he come outside, his car window busted, his tires busted, his TVs is down, his Xbox fucked up. That same pain he got his mama is gone. The same pain he get from that shit.
I'm sorry, you got to be a sick individual to do some shit like this. And I will say,
you're sick for putting bleach on men's clothes.
Look, it's the way she did it for me. Look at this.
Oh,
no, not the urn.
He can't even save the residue. Shit.
Well, this bitch is in jail for this shit. And I will say, If I was him, I would have threw her in the river next. Like, because that's your family. Like, that's your mom at that. And then he's the one that's holding
but,
it.
Aye, but she was going to go somewhere else. She was going to go somewhere anyway. It ain't going to be too many years for that to be laying around somewhere and somebody just throw it away.
Let me tell you something. This is a clear indication of when your mama don't want you with somebody, she going to make sure you are not with that motherfucker no more. The devil done possessed this bitch's mind. This nigga is never fucking with this bitch again. The mother broke them up one final time. She probably didn't even like her ass. That's why she threw her in the river. Because who would think to do some shit like, I done busted motherfucking window.
Crazy too.
I done busted TV. I done broke fucking laptops.
Out of control.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Sprayed out colognes. We talked about this.
Come on, L'Oreal.
$600 colognes or whatever needed to be done. But I would never throw nobody mama ashes from the.
I rub my balls in at the bottom of my foot with my toothbrush. I mean, I did certain shit.
That's funny.
I get it.
That's
but you
funny.
Wilded out. At least they watch TV.
It was
after
with one person.
My balls
though.
In their mouth.
Yeah, it was with one person. Like that nigga just drove me insane. I never did anything like that after.
Will he do cook for you? Hi, man,
no, he did so much fucked up shit to me. It doesn't even matter. He got his. Anyway.
Whoa.
I threw his ass in the river. They just ain't find him yet. Okay. Carol Baskins over this book. Lori Baskins.
Lori Baskins.
So, a stripper accidentally gets hired. What? And naked for, oh shit.
Talk to me.
Okay. A stripper accidentally got hired and she ended up getting naked for her brother's bachelor party.
Come on.
Now a stripper, she's
nasty
viral
ass.
On social media
nasty
after claiming
ass.
She danced in front of her own brother at his bachelor
did
party.
Did he say something?
It's giving Danny Lay and her brother. Did y'all see that little TikTok they did where she was like shaking her butt and he was looking at it like this? And
yeah,
everybody was
down.
Like, that was cringe.
What was he blindfolded?
Well, let's see. The exotic entertainer known as Kendra, she sounds like a whore.
Yes, whore.
She stated, I ended up being the stripper at my brother's bachelor party, and I didn't realize until I was completely naked, because you didn't know any of his friends.
Yeah.
You didn't know that was the night of his bachelor party.
Good
like,
job.
Come on. Kendra did not explain where or when the party occurred, but she previously revealed that she works at a strip club in the South. That could be any fucking body.
Good job.
Think. I don't know. That's disgusting. She knew that she was going to get naked for her brother.
I'm saying, did he have a blindfold? Did she have a blindfold on and see? Like, you
yeah,
said,
like
you
at
nobody?
What point? It's like you had to take your clothes off and the nigga was there. So like, this bitch wanted to get naked for
did
her
you
brother.
You suck your brother off?
She's nasty as fuck. That's gross.
Yo, L'Oreal, really? What happens at bachelorette parties though? Do the brides get their meat smacked on their face?
Well, you know, didn't we have, was that? This or the morning show where the girl said she fucked somebody.
I think
it was my morning show. So the girl ended up fucking somebody on her bachelorette party and was now worried because it was her boyfriend's bachelor party and she didn't want him to go anymore because of what she did.
Yes, whore.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up. So no, but with this, I just feel like she's a nasty piece of shit.
She's a nasty piece of shit. But even the woman who get the meat smacked in your face, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, you mean for bachelor? I think you should be able to do whatever you want.
No, see, that's why. Nope, I ain't that married. Nope.
As long as you're not fucking like the groomsmen.
No. Even all the fucking girl trips, that's licking party. Y'all either licking each other or one of y'all
that.
Motherfuckers got some meat outside that's going to meet y'all
that's
out there.
Not, okay, well, maybe the meat, but everybody is not licking each other.
Nah, maybe not everybody. That's what I'm saying. The liquor's going to be there, and then it's going to have the girls who got the meat that's coming in town.
I y'all always not, go on vacation with my homegirls, and I've never licked them.
Y'all watch each other's titties.
Oh, well, we don't watch each other's titties, but we get dressed in front of each
every
other.
Every time y'all all see everything.
Y'all see y'all each other's dick
I never
in
see
the
nobody meets.
You a fucking liar.
Ty, how long I knew you? Never see your meat or your toes.
Y'all take y'all dick out in the bathroom.
Never.
What do you mean? Next to
never.
Each other with no door.
Never.
And
never.
That's a stranger.
Nope, we got a thing right
nigga,
here.
Numerous times I've heard niggas say that like a nigga tried to look at their dick and they had to.
That mean he a tall nigga. He probably tried to look down. He wild.
Ew, so you've done it before.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
How no. You knew how to move your neck like
nah,
that?
Nah, because I be seeing them, nigga. I'm like,
oh,
yo.
So they do look at the dick.
They be trying to. If the nigga tall, or even if the short nigga go try to look over, like, yo, bruh, you gotta tell a nigga chill out. Y'all never told a nigga chill out in the bathroom?
Nope.
Yeah, I try to go to the next one, but if
you
nobody
be in there sword fighting, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Anyway,
hell no.
I do want to say P Valley's back on though, so if you want to watch naked bitches, that's where you go. You don't need to look in your sister.
Yeah,
the
man.
Fuck is wrong
slow
with these
down,
people?
Slow down, family.
And that's a hall pass, bachelor parties. You know, and I know, but protect
nah,
yourself.
I ain't gonna
don't
do
bring that.
That
STD into your honeymoon.
That's what I'm saying, but you don't even do that though. My bachelor, man, we gonna have a bachelor party. We going bowling or some type of shit.
What?
I ain't going to no motherfucker.
Who wants to go bowling
yo,
for the
bro,
bachelor
if you
party?
Ain't, if you, I mean, I guess you
naked
you're 20s,
bowling.
Nah, when you're in your 20s, yeah, if you get married in your 20s, you'll have a bachelor party like that. You know what I'm saying? But if you in
get
your 30s and shit
here.
Like that. Yo, bro, that should be your life already. That's already your life. So what's different than having neck and whores? You about to get married, so you probably done some smashing everything, herping, getting all that smashing up before you get married anyway. So you ain't even worrying about it. It's more pussy like, all right, that's for my guys.
They not getting it for real? All right. Well, I don't know. I think that he could get his dick sucked on the bachelor party.
Like she get her pussy ate?
It's the last time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying yes. Like, I'm not telling my
married,
nigga, but if you do it and shut the fuck up.
No, if you want to get married, woman, do not get smacked in the face with the meat. Do not fuck or do nothing. Let you and your girls go out to a nice wine, get drunk, and go to sleep.
If you want to stay married, get your dick sucked at the bachelor party.
Yep. For the man. Only because
and
when she
and the girl get a pussy
you,
ate.
No.
That's it.
Bye, girl.
Y'all ain't got to fuck.
Bye, girl.
Don't fuck, but get your dick sucked and your pussy ate, and that's your gift.
No, only because the girl going to piss you off one day, so you don't leave. You stay because you got your meat sucked at the bachelor party. But the...
My homeboy, I feel like fucked three bitches on his bachelor. They had renting him a boat. They had mad strippers. They wouldn't let me come because they said, I'm man. Not one of the guys like I think I am. But yeah. That was because they always
gonna
be fucking.
To smash you too.
They were no. I know girls that was on there that was like telling me all the tea, and that's what they didn't want me to do, know the tea. But they were fucking on that shit. They was all fucking bitches, and he fucked about three bitches. Is from what I heard. They went in the room.
See, that's what I'm saying. So
all three of
if
them.
If you know it, and it's on our show right now, it might get back to the wife right now.
Well, they're not married no more. That nigga went to jail for like life. And like he's
So he was just. Having a blast. I'm about to have a baby, get married.
Now he's fucking everybody in jail, probably.
Yeesh.
Okay, last but not least, let's get into this Black Excellence really quickly. Maxim Bet, BT Maxim Bet has now named Nicki Minaj as Global Brand Ambassador. Big shout out to her.
Blessings.
She's the new creative director of Maxim Magazine. That's huge right
God
there.
Bless you. God bless
now,
you.
She's going to be the first to do so. And Maxim Bet is a privately held licensed sports betting and iGaming platform. Not only that, but Nicki is also the new creator of the magazine, which means that we're going to be getting some better content. You
there
know
you
what
go.
I mean?
Because
I'm
there
tired of the skinny, slim white bitches covering the shit, and that's all we see.
Nah,
so Nicki's going to make
dope
sure.
For her. That's dope.
Yeah,
congratulations.
She's going to do big things. And, you know, not to bring Nicki and Cardi up in the same thing, because we already know they don't fuck with each other.
No?
But... Cardi B, you know, when she joined the whole Playboy franchise situation, she actually has made them more money off their merchandise and than they ever been able to make. So, you know, bringing a Black educated woman
more than
into
a bunny?
The space, more than a bunny, because
wow.
The bunny's not real.
Cardi is motherfucking powerful.
The bunny is that just a drawing.
Yeah.
So, yes. But anyway, Nicki spoke with Maxim about the partnership, and she said, I don't think I've ever been prouder of any collaboration, merging business savvy power moves with my natural, creative, sexy, fun, and fashion-forward expression. It's just so spot on. It relates to this partnership. I'm ready to fully step into my potential as a young, influential queen and owner and open doors for others to dream big. Big shout out to her for that.
Sorry,
get ready for the sexy parties. And remember, scare money don't make no money. Ha.
No money. Ha.
Place your bets. Let's go. So, Nicki, invite me because I definitely want to pull up to some of them parties. And if anything about Nicki Minaj knows, she's not a motherfucking party.
Yeah.
She's
can
a
I
good
wear Tim's?
Time. She's a good time.
Can I wear Tim's?
You can't wear Tim's.
Okay.
Yes, you can, probably.
Yeah, sneaky shit.
Aisha Curry and Big Frida They are partnering with No Kids Hungry, a national campaign to end childhood hunger in the United States. Big shout out respect to the to both you. Of them.
Yes.
The goal is to the goal of the campaign is to help families find free meals for their kids and teens this summer, because everybody is not so fortunate. Y'all be throwing food away and doing all that bullshit, but there's some people out there starving. So
I became vegan, so now I got a lot of food out there because I was eating pounds a day.
You do not know what vegan even means, I'm sure.
Vegan.
Exactly. I knew good and damn well you weren't just sitting here eating vegetables.
No, I am, though. I'm eating a lot more vegetables.
With a side of chicken? You're eating more vegetables, so you're vegan. So that does not make you
vegan. I'm eating vegan meals.
Okay, how many? Every day, all day, and that's it?
I ain't say that's it.
Okay, so you're not vegan.
I'm eating vegan.
Now, it is a bilingual service, so you can text food or I don't speak Spanish, comida, boom.
Good job.
Just learn something new every day on the Bully and the Beast podcast. Yeah. You can text that to 304-304, very simple. They will send you information on where you can find free meals in your neighborhood. So if you need this, that's all you need to do. Text food or comida to 304-304. What is it, Wax?
Camilas.
No, that's not it. No. Okay, so speaking of things that Wax gets wrong, we're going to get into our favorite segment on the show before we let y'all get up out of here. And that is Wax's ABC.
It's easy shit.
Now you know how it goes down. We're going to give you a word. Oh, I know this one. Finally, shit. Sometimes I be feeling like it's Lori's ABCs, Lolo's ABCs. But Wax is going to give us a definition. He's going to use the word in a sentence. And he's going to pronounce it as well. And we'll give him the spelling. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. What the fuck is that?
This is, it's screaming potato. I mean, tomato.
It do got it's tomato.
It's screaming tomato top. You know what I'm saying?
Tomato
and,
top.
Ia. What's Ia? Oh, like Mia Long. Is that okay?
Ia Long?
Yeah, it's like on Matopia. On Matopia is like a ripe tomato peeled by Mia Long.
Okay, so use it in a sentence.
All right. I was on set one day, and I was going past, and I saw Mia Long, peeling a ripe tomato, and they call it Ampa Tomato.
I hate this nigga.
That's all I got.
Smith, I don't know what the fuck he's giving.
Tomato.
So the word is onomatopoeia. And it is when you assign a definition to a word based on the sound it makes. So buzz, hiss, sizzle.
Oh, like there you go.
Come on. When she was peeling the potato, she was like,
What?
Mia Long.
Wax, first and foremost, the way you said it initially made me hungry. It sounded like a Mexican
dish. Tomato? Did you see tomato in it?
I did see tomato, but it like kind of. Because it didn't have enough tea.
It was tomato and then Mia Long.
Nah, I didn't see all that. But we want to thank y'all so much for tuning into the Bully and the Beast podcast.
So
damn.
So we do.
I had the mic in my mouth or
this
what?
Is perfect.
All right, so we're going to get up out of here. Make sure y'all go listen to all the past episodes, rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Nigga, if you would have had, you see my face?
What?
If that it's shit would have said.
I can't find it. Yo, where my shirt at, yo?
Who the fuck are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. You took my shirt, yo. That's not cool. Smith, you got more shirts for me, yo? My tell-a-friend shirt?
It's not yours. When I you made literally it up. Did not come up with it. Yes, stop it. Enough is enough.
Tell-a-friend.
Reach out to our DMs if you need some advice. Call us if you need some advice. We're going to give you the numbers and the DM one more time. I'm scared.
I got you, man. I'm going to do the DM first because it seems like it's always a problem.
It seems like it. The fuck?
It's at Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holla us there.
What?
And 347-679-6118. Holla.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.